each perek. So the second, we spoke a lot about the first perek. We'll start today the second perek. We know that during the second perek, Esther Malkeh is brought to the Beis HaMelech. And the pasuk says that she had these seven ha'orois haruyos losses lomi Beis HaMelech. She had these seven Norris, these seven girls that served her. So Chazal and Meseches Megillah Medayik, that is obviously something special. Otherwise, it would have just said, it's Hanoris. The whole thing's not needed. The fact that in the Megillah, it goes out of its way to tell us that there were seven of them, so there's a limud. What's the limud? That's the problem. What's the limud? The Gemara says, so you're waiting for a bombshell. The Gemara says, she used these seven girls. So how do you read the Gemara simply? She used these seven girls who serviced her. She used each one another day. Basically, it was a good job. It was a good job to have. You work one day a week. Right? And she gave each one a job. So this is the Sunday girl. This was the Monday. And she was Mayne Bohem as Yimei HaShabbos. So how do you learn Pashut? Shetchizdik? She used the girls to know, to figure out when Shabbos was. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. She figured out when Shabbos was. I don't have to tell you. It's the Chmarafi Sigra. She couldn't figure out when Shabbos was. I mean, come on. What's going on here? She couldn't figure out when Shabbos was. But Lamaisa says, Hoysa Moina Behem Yimei Shabbos. It's not my kasha, obviously. It's a chalta kasha. And there's literally, I mean, I know of over 32 or something. I mean, there's many, many. Shari tirutzim loinidil. V'yadis na'ibishutz himself has a pak from tirutzim. To try to answer what was... So some of the answers go along the lines of practical. Take, very confusing. In the palace, there was no light. There was no natural light. They bring medrashim that it was sealed. And the Mela, could be you get confused with time. Some say, well, she was worried about Ben Hashmoshes. So she gave each one a job to come before Nacht for the previous day. So the Shabbos girl had to come at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. The Friday girl had to come at another Teretz. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz comes up with a chap. He says Esther kept her religion under the radar. Right, she kept her religion under the radar, so nobody was allowed to know that she was Jewish. So how does she do that? Shabbos, she's not going to do anything Shabbos. So the Eitzah was that no girl should individually know what her normal day looks like. So the Shabbos girl thought, "Stop! She's a lazy bum. She doesn't do anything." In other words, the Shabbos girl only knew Esther on Shabbos. So as far as she was concerned, this lady sits on the couch all day and says Miras. That's Ms. Tam, what she does every day. And she eats gefilte fish, mitzvot. Whatever she didn't want to make any shini in her Seder Hayoyim, and that was chayv. So ish lefi malola, there's many different answers, practical answers. So I want to give you a little bit of a teretz. Since the Megillah goes out of its way to tell us this, it must have a yachas to the whole mice of the Megillah. Must have a yachas. So the emes is that Shabbos, we find that Shabbos has a big yachas. That's what I want to talk about today. The yachas that Shabbos has to the mice of Purim, Megillah's Esther. So the Marshal, the Medrash brings down that Vashti was, you know, the whole mice of Vashti happened on Shabbos, as the Gemara says, right? But the Medrash learns that wasn't by chance. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Vashti, I gave you 127 Medinas, and you used your power and strength to cause Chilul Shabbos, because as the Gemara says, she used to be Moitzi B'nai Yisrael, Arumois, so the Rishonim explained, it wasn't Mamash Arumois, but she took off that big day Shabbos, she made them do work, she made them work on Shabbos. So you caused that through your power that I gave you over 127 Medinas, you caused such a thing? chayech, that you're going to be nitleis b'Shabbos. That's when you're going to get your punishment. You're getting your punishment on Shabbos. The Medrash goes on to say that this was the 127th Shabbos, al pi cheshbon. After you make the cheshbon, Achashverosh became king, he went into his third year. He didn't have three full years, but it was into his third year. And then you count 180 days of them. This was exactly the 127th Shabbos that Vashti did what she did. And the punishment was because Hashem gave her 127 Medinas, and she went and she was Mechal. Memela, on the 127th Shabbos, she got hung. It's interesting. But we see up the Shabbos, a Shabbos Maise. Now Esther Amalke, she becomes a queen, B'schus Esther, B'schus Sari Meir. The famous Medrash in Chayesara, right? Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Nistamnu. What was Sarah's trait? She had many traits. But what was her oil shel Sarah? Shabbos. That was the oil of Sarah. How do we praise Sarah Imenu? Ner dolok mi Shabbos lo Shabbos. The lechem of Shabbos. Sarah's trait was Shabbos agan tzavach. Her tent was a... And that's when Yitzchak brought Rivka. And it says, Vayinochim Yitzchak achar imoy. So what do Chazal say? When he brought Rivka, the Shabbos candle came back and it lit the whole week. The same, the Shabbos. That was Sarah. So now we're getting closer. We're inching. We still don't know yet. We see a lot of Shabbos going on here. There's a lot of Shabbos going on here. So now let's try to get a little better Havana. So I want to share with you a Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer is talking about the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek. Let me get a Perek Mem Dalet. Kedai for the Olam to look it up in your own time. There's a famous shaila why we do Parsha Zohar on Shabbos. So obviously there's a practical answer, because it's a very good question. When I say it's a very good question, the Rishonim who hold that the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar, we spoke about this Lagabi Noshim, that the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar is Hakdoma to kill them, Luhumma mula abdom. There's two ways to learn Parsha Zohar. One way is that there's a separate mitzvah sechira to remember about Amalek, and one is that the whole mitzvah of remembering is to destroy them. Right? Nafkamin is lagabi noshim, we discussed. The shayla in the Sefer Achinuch. If women have the mitzvah of zechira, mechias Amalek. If they're not benois mulchama, so if you hold the mitzvah of Zohar as a separate mitzvah, then they have it. If the minion of Zohar is part of Mechia, then you could say, just like they're part of from the Mechia, they're part of from the Schira. So everyone remembers this, right? That's how we answer the Mogen Avraham. You remember? You weren't here then, so you don't have to worry. You're off the hook. The way we answer Mogen Avraham says that you could be Yotza on Purim, but the parasha of Mechia Samolik. Right? So we brought down a Shaila, can an Isha rely on that Lachatchila? It's Machlokes HaPoskim to rely on the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham holds when we read on Purim Parashas Peshalach, could be yotze with that Mechias HaMolek. As we pass into the Mogen Avraham. So the shailas could women, most men don't have, they don't have to rely on the Kriya on Purim. They hear it on in Shul. But many women don't hear it in Shul. Could they rely l'chatchila on Parashas Kriyas HaTorah on Purim? So I wanted to say that here everybody would agree to the Mogen Avraham. Why? Because what's Peshalach missing? We read the Ma'aseh Amalek, it's found twice in the Torah, in Kiseitze and in Bishalach. What is Bishalach missing? L'chor v'ket, Bishalach is when the Ma'aseh happened. It's even better, right? But Torah says, if you look in Parashas Bishalach, it says, Ki mochoi emche ezecha Amalek. It says, Hashem says, I will destroy. So we're not really reading over there about us destroying, we're reading about Hashem destroying. In Parashas Zohar, it says, Timche Zechra Amalek. So I wanted to say that even those that are chaylik with the Mogen Avraham would only say the reason why you're not yoytz is because it doesn't have the actual tzivui of destroying. The Zohar is gevaldik. The male or woman mamalashach. If it's part of the Mechia, like the Sefer Achinuch, then the lav b'nois mulchama. The whole reason why a woman would be chayv in Parsha Zohar, it's because it's not Mechia. It's Zechira. It could be Yaitu Parshas B'Shalach. So that's why I wanted to say that it's much easier for a woman to falozach on Parshas B'Shalach than it is for a man. Now, so why do we, if we hold that Mechiyas HaMolek is the Schira, is Al Smuchama, so why do we do it on Shabbos? Wouldn't during the week be much more practical? Shabbos is not a Zman Muhammad. Shabbos is not a Shas Muhammad. Why do we, if the mitzvah of Parashat Zohar is Mechiyah, so it would make sense that we should do it during the week. Just like we do Mikra Megillah during the week. Makes sense. Right? So why Takanat? So one is practical. There's more people. Shabbos, everybody's here. Tom, we want to do it. Tom, we have the best press coverage. Now it's press coverage. It's a mitzvah. Gan Tzchal Yisrael. So we do it. We do it when everybody will come. That's one pshat. But I want to read you this Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer says, it's a kasha. Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer is the following kasha. Omru Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. Klai Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu a kasha. What kasha did Klai Yisrael ask the Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we do this? One pasuk says that we should remember Shabbos. The cost of Echad Omer, Zochar Sasha Zochar Amalek. Frek Lais or Akasha, Heich Yiskai Mushneya. How do we keep these two things? Ze Zochar and Ze Zochar. Get us on my son. What's Klais or Akasha? Klai Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's rare that Chazal record to us Klai Yisrael's kashas. I'm sure Klai Yisrael, Dordea, they had a lot of kashas. I'm sure when Moshe gave shir, they were getting kashas. So even our Lebedee gives shir. This is the Dordea. When I give shir, everybody, people ask kashas, even in Amolek, it's not the kashas is not going to break the... the world's not coming to an end from the kashas. Before kashas. I'm not talking about you, don't worry about it. The world's not coming to an end. Kleisel, the door there, Mistama Moshe gegeben Shim and Geschrien. Kashas. But Chazal don't record to us all Kleisel's Kashas. All of a sudden we have a Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, Perek Mem Dalet. Oh, we're going to share with you our Bamba Kash of Kleisel. Yes, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the Lumber there. So what's the Kasha? Moshe Rabbein, we have a Kasha on you. You gave us the mitzvah called Zohar by Shabbos. And he gave us a mitzvah called Zohar by Mechiyas HaMolech. Hechis Kai Mushneyem. What's the kasha? Center of a Hochster. You look like you have a, you understand? You understand Klai Yisrael's kasha? What? You do understand that? Klai Yisrael's kasha? I don't either. Koran was Hochster. You don't understand places. Klai Yisrael's kasha. So that's good. So what's the kasha? You just said very gewaldic. Rabbeinu Shlite. You said gewaldic. Tell him his. What's the problem? Remember this and remember this. What's Kleisel's kasha? You can only remember one thing. Is that Kleisel's kasha? Can't remember more than one thing. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael the following. He says, Nishkin Kasha. I'll tell you Goinish Ateres from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to this Goinish Kasha? Zok Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar le Moshe Yisrael. Loidoime Koishel Kundaitin, Lekoishel Chometz. Listen, you know, I could give you a drink. Grad the Rabbi Shui asked me an interesting shayla yesterday. I have to say it. Maybe, Oimedova B'Shem Omar, maybe Guloyelum. He asked me two shaylos. He asked me, are you allowed to work out before davening? Right? So I said, muscle building you can't do before davening. I don't know if you can do it after davening either. Right? But muscle building you can't do before davening. What's last there? Yeah? Yizichah can't do muscle building. I said, if it's cardiovascular, that's just taka fabriyas, that's vagizund. So then it depends. If you can do it after davening, do it after davening. If you can't do it, I even said, I can't even know it bothers me. I'm traveling and I can't do it later in the day. So I do it in the morning because I do it L'shem Brias. Right? So then he asked me, Shaila, could you take the shake? There's a certain protein drink. Could you take that? So it was a good shaila. So I said, it depends. How does it taste? He said, it tastes rotten. It's only taking it for the purpose. I said, hey, bazay, a lot of time to do it. It's not a problem of shti, a koyde matfila. If it's something at be'etzim, you can't drink. You're drinking it b'koyshi, for brias. That's not a problem. That the Olam remembers from the shir in the Hilchos Tefillah, right, Mistama. Anyway, l'maisa, so Moshe Ben Tov's Klal Yisrael, eini doyme, you can have a cup of hagishmaka, a drink, a gishmaka beverage, and you can have a cup that's disgusting, a cup of vinegar. So Amalek is a cup of vinegar, and Shabbos is l'havdil, a cup of gewaldik. What was the kasha? What's the teretz? The pasuk says, by Amalek it says, Zohar Timche. By Amalek it says, this is a cup of vinegar. It says it. I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell me. I mean, he told me when he told me the mitzvah. It says by the mitzvah, Zohar is Asher Asar Lecha Amalek. Baderech Petzeschim Himitzvah. Asher Korach Baderech. Vayizani Bechol Kol Hashmach. Vatoyev Yigev Leilhim. Voho Yobo Niyach Hashem Lekech Lohom. Mikol Yivecho. Bisovi. Yenu. Timche what? What's that? Timche. It says Timche. Timche Zecher. So it says what you should do with the Zohar. I understand if the Torah, maybe I understand, maybe. If the Torah said, Zohar Zim HaShabbos. And then it would say, Zohar is Asher Asar HaMolek. I hear the Kasha. Kasha is. How could the Torah use the same lashon? And this Zohar means one thing, and this Zohar means something completely different. How could it be? But it says it. Zohar es yoim hashabos lekadshoy. The Torah says exactly what it means. And by Amalek, the Torah says, Zohar es also Amalek, timche zecher Amalek. So what a cry. What a Moshe Mechadish. Moshe goes, Yechob ha-gevaldi geteres ha-boyseifayich. I have a great answer for you. Don't be confused with the Zohar business. It's a cup. You can have a cup that's kishmak a drink, or you can have a cup with vinegar. The Pasuk says it. What is Klaus's kasha? Why is the Olam so calm? It's a pele. And this is from the only kashas that Klaus will record. Klaus's kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's teretz. If you gave a chabur like this, they'd throw you out on your head. If you were supposed to give a chabur on Friday morning and you could, the Olam came and you said, Rabbi, say chabur kasha. It sounds the same. This Zohar Zim Shabbat Kasha is nice. The beauty of Shabbos. Amalek is to remember how bad they were. What would you say about that Chabur? Ah, Pem Mapik Margolius? You'd say in kindergarten, maybe. Maybe in kindergarten. Even kindergarten says Tikkun Shach. I think my Enoch would go, Shach. Zaydi, you must have nothing to say today. If that's all you could dig up. Oh, but this is the kasha from the Dor Deah, and this is the answer, Moshe Rabbeinu. Was kochto? Okay. Next. So obviously, what am I trying to say? Obviously, we see that there's some chibur here between Shabbos and Amalek, between the union of keeping Shabbos and Imichis Amalek, that there's a chibur between these two. And that's what Klai Yisrael was clarifying and Moshe was clarifying. We'll see what it is. But obviously it's not. It's not an olive-based question. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what Zohar means by Shabbos, and we know what Zohar means by Amalek. It sounds the same. That's not the kasha. That wasn't Klai Yisrael's kasha. So we have to know what Klai Yisrael's kasha is, we have to know what Klai Yisrael's teretz is. But obviously this is going to begin to answer us also why we read Pasha Zohar on Shabbos. That's going to answer that also. Why we read Pasha Zohar. Now I'll tell you one other Shvera Gemara. The Tirutzim we're going to have to wait till next week. We can't. It's too late for Tirutzim. But I'll tell you one other kasha that I have on the sugi there in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, "Kol oimer dover b'shem omroi, mevi gula loyla." Anybody who says dover b'shem omroi, and again, we learned that also out of a pasuk in the Megillah. V'atoimer Esther la'melech b'shem Mordechai. From there, the Gemara says, "Kol oimer dover b'shem omroi, mevi gula loyla." So, what's the obvious question? why is this the mocker for Kaloyim Edova B'Shem Amri Mevi Gulayla? Why is this the source of Kaloyim Edova B'Shem Amri Mevi Gulayla? If I care, the whole concept of Kaloyim Edova B'Shem Amri Mevi Gulayla is a question. Why is that? What's the big schus? Kaloyim Edova B'Shem is such a big schus, Kaloyim Edova B'Shem Amri. I heard when I was a mamish kid, Kat Havina Yenuke, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and in Yeshiva Ketana, I was a little mamish, a little kid. I remember my Rebbe of Nehemiah Becker said over a pshat then, b'shem somebody else. The pshat was a very interesting pshat. A pshekel, not a pshat, more of a pshekel. He said that it says in Chazal that when Mashiach comes, he's going to come after all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were mashlim their chelik in Torah. All the neshamas, all the 600,000 neshamas of Klal Yisrael were mashlim the chelik of Torah. So Nehemiah Becker said, he said, no, every person has a need to be a machadish. You want to tell him a chiddush. Every person has such a need. And the Eibishter made it that way. He made that we should have a need. And that's why Kinah say from Tarbi Chokhmah. It's a good thing. That's a good need that you want to say a chiddush in learning. So it's like this, yes. If you're going to feel that you can always say other people's chiddushim in your name, so you'll never machadish anything. Because you can get the COVID without anything. You just say other people's chiddush. So the same chiddush is going to get pre-washed. You'll say it, Shalom, you won't say it in the name of Menachem. Then you'll say it over to Shimi. And Shimi won't say it in your name, he'll say it in his name. And the mail, I'm not going right there, don't worry. And the wise, it's finished. Nobody will need to be mechadish. But kol ha'im edomer b'shem omroi, anybody who says something in the name of the person who said it, so now it comes out, you don't feel... That doesn't give you any COVID. Say, he said it. So now I still have a tzarech to be mechadish. So basically, Oymer Dover B'Shem Omroi makes more chiddush yeter in the world. Instead of the same chiddush going through the washing machine, again and again, apshetel. Lamaisa, why does the Torah mechadish this to us here in Megillas Esther? There has to be a reason. Why, this is where the Torah tells us the Chiddush. Kol Oymer Dover B'Shem Omroi. Obviously, whatever the Nekuda of Oymer Dover B'Shem Omroi, maybe Gulam, some reason is very appropriate that we'd have to learn it out here by Purim. That's also going to connect to Shabbos and Amalek and Vashti and Esther and Sarah. So that will, Mr. Hashem, Monday, believe that we'll, I'm sure.